Now, as gunshots echo across the windswept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice, the breakfast cereals shot from guns, present Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On, you husky!
Gold. Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice, bringing you the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon. Fellas and girls, why not start off every morning with a bang-up breakfast? Enjoy the ones shot from guns, delicious Quaker-puffed wheat or Quaker-puffed rice, topped with sliced bananas or sweet, fresh strawberries. And say, listen to this news, big news. In just a few minutes, you'll hear how to get a wonderful Sergeant Preston camping outfit. Get ready, get set with paper and pencil. Ted Norton, a young prospector, lived in a cabin near his claim on Shelf Ridge. Besides his wife and son, Ted's elderly father lived in their cabin with him. It was late afternoon, just before the spring thaw, when Ted entered the cabin in a state of excitement.
Elaine, I brought in more gold for you to add to what you've been saving in that tin box. Look here.
Ted, there's small gold nuggets.
Yes, sure are, honey. And there's lots more where they came from.
Jumping catfish, son. Looks like you finally struck it rich,
That's
huh?
That's right, Dad. Our worries are over now.
Yeah,
but I have to act fast to make sure no one else gets the gold. It's still waiting to be taken out.
What do you mean?
Well, I found this right on the boundary line of my claim back on the ridge. I'll have to file a claim to the land beyond mine right away.
That's right, Ted. If word of this gets out, others will swarm up there to stake claims.
I'll get the dog team and head for town right now.
You might get there too late to register your claim today, son. Selkirk is 10 miles away, and the office closes at 6. But it opens at 7 in the morning if you want to make an early trip.
Oh, I still might have time to make it. I'll go to town, and if the claims office is closed, I'll stay overnight at the hotel and register it first thing in the morning.
Good idea. Reckon if you don't mind, I'll go along with you. I've been hankering to get to town for a visit.
But if we don't get there in time and have to stay for the night, Elaine and Tommy will be here alone.
Oh, sure.
Don't worry about that. We'll be all right. I'll put that gold in the tin box and hide it, and then give you something to eat before you go.
All right, honey. Where's Tommy?
Outside playing Western Sheriff. You know, those stories Gramps has told him have gone to his head. Now, you and Gramps get ready for town.
Ted and his father made a quick trip to town, but they were too late. While Ted went to engage rooms at the hotel, Gramps entered the general store to make a purchase, greet some of his cronies who usually lounged around the big store.
Well, here comes Gramps.
Well, how's everything, Gramps?
Oh, fine, fine. Who's here, Jake? Give me a plug of chewing tobacco with it.
Sure, Gramps. Here you are. Reckon you want that on Ted's account, eh?
Yep. And that's one account you aren't going to have to worry about.
Oh, how come?
Well, Jake, the fact is...
Yeah?
Well, Ted's finally struck pay dirt. Yes, sir.
That's fine. Glad to hear it. Last time I talked to Ted, he said he tunneled quite a distance back into the ridge without too much luck.
Matter of fact, Jake, he struck gold. I can't tell where until he gets his new claim protected. Then he's here to get it registered when the office opens in the morning.
That's wise. Then nobody can jump the claim.
Well, that's what I told him. Well, I'll see you in the morning before we leave for Shelf Ridge, Jake.
Right, Gramps.
So long. So long, fellas.
Goodbye, Gramps.
Later, a stranger who had been at the store was talking to another man as they sat at a table in the cafe.
Cal, I know how we can get the cash we need.
Yeah, how? I could use some, Charlie.
I saw an old man in the store.
Briefly, the man called Charlie told about Gramps' conversation at the store. When he had finished, the other man asked,
"You mean we should go out and jump that claim?"
No, the old man didn't say where it was. Ted Norton's waiting right here to register the claim when the office opens in the morning.
Well, then what...
I ask a few questions at the store. Seems the old man's son has a wife and a boy about 10 years old. They're out at Norton's cabin alone for the night. Well, if Norton made a strike, there must be gold hidden at the cabin.
Yeah, but suppose there isn't.
Look, as busted as we are, we'll have to take that chance. But I know the habits of prospectors, and they usually hide some at their cabins.
Well, let's get the dog team go out there. Did you find out where the cabin is?
Yep, up on Shelf Ridge, about 10 miles from here. We'll grab what we find and keep on going to Whitehorse. I've been ready to get out of here for a week anyhow.
Yeah, so have I. Let's go.
Right.
Leaving the cafe, Charlie and Cal got their team and started for Shelf Ridge. Meantime, Sergeant Preston and his great dog, Yukon King, were returning to Selkirk from a trip to Whitehorse. Preston stopped his team at the Norton cabin.
Well, King, how are you, husband? Hello. Come along, King. We'll visit the Nortons a while and get warm.
Oh, Sergeant Preston and King, do come in.
Thanks, Elaine.
Hello, Sergeant. Oh, golly, there's King.
Hello, fellas.
Well, Tommy, I'd say King's glad to see you, aren't you, boy?
King is so gentle for a dog that's been trained to catch criminals, Sergeant.
King's always gentle with friends, especially with children. Where's Ted and his father? Still working?
No, they went to town, Sergeant. Ted finally struck gold.
Oh.
But it's back at the boundary, and he staked out more land there. He must be staying in town all night so as to get the claim registered first thing in the morning. He probably arrived too late to attend to it tonight.
Well, that's good news. I may see Ted and his dad in town.
Well, before you leave, I'll make some hot coffee.
Well, I'm anxious to reach town, but I'd be glad to wait long enough for that coffee.
All right. Tommy, you and King go in the back room and play so you'll not be underfoot.
All right, Mom. Come on, King. Come on, boy.
Tommy and King certainly get along well together. Now, Sergeant, you sit by the fire. I'll have the coffee ready in a jiffy.
After having a cup of coffee, Sergeant Preston left the Norton cabin with King and headed along the trail towards Selkirk.
Hey, King. Hey, boy. All right, on King. On you, husband.
After going a short distance, Preston turned onto a shortcut, which other travelers who felt more certain on the main trail seldom used during the cold season. Because of the shortcut, the sergeant missed meeting the two crooks, Charlie and Cal, who had taken the main trail.
We'll reach the Norton place soon, Cal. It's only a short way from here.
Good. It ought to be easy to scare that woman and the boy into telling us where the gold is hidden, if there's any there.
Don't worry, we'll find gold there. What's more, we'll take their supplies for our trip. Mush! Mush, you husky!
At the Norton cabin, Elaine had put Tommy to bed in the back room. Then she closed the door and sat before the fire sewing. A short time later, there was a knock at the door.
I wonder who that is.
You Ted Norton's wife?
Yes, I am. But has something happened?
No, he's safe in town, Mom. Ask us to stop by, that's all.
Oh, of course. Do come in and have coffee.
Thanks. Come on, Cal.
Yeah.
Now, just make yourselves comfortable.
Look, we came here to get the gold that's hidden in this cabin. Now, get it.
A gun?
Yeah. We sure fooled her for a minute, huh, Cal? Thought we were friends of her husband.
Then you've come here to rob us.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's search the dump ourselves, Charlie. You look around here while I search the back room.
Oh, no, please. Our boy is sleeping in there. He'd be terribly frightened.
And get the gold you have put away. Because if you don't, I'll go drag the boy out here, see if he can tell us where you keep it.
What gave you the idea we have gold here? There's no reason to
think that... She's stalling, Charlie.
Sure, get the youngster out here.
No, wait. We do have some gold put away. I'll go get it for you. It's in this tin box, all of it. Here, take it and leave.
I'll see what's in it first. Watch her, Cal.
All right. Well, what about it, Charlie?
Hey, we're in luck. There's plenty here. Now I'll tie her so she can't leave here and spread the news.
Oh, no.
Her husband and the old man aren't going to get back here till tomorrow.
Yeah, by that time we'll be far away. We'll take supplies, load them on our sled, And before we leave, we'll tie up the youngster.
Oh, no, leave the boy alone.
In the back room, Tommy had been awakened by the sound of voices. He climbed out of bed and went to the door, where he stood listening a few moments.
Tight
enough to
hold her. You took the gold and you'll take the
prize,
but there's no reason for you to disturb my boy. You'll frighten him.
We'll tie up the boy when we get around.
Golly.
A little scaring isn't going to hurt him. Now, Charlie, let's get the supplies out of the sled.
All right, come on.
Tommy, realizing something was wrong, was at first too frightened to think clearly. Then, remembering the stories Gramps had told about sheriffs and crooks, he decided he'd leave and try to get help from the Mounties. He dressed hurriedly, then quietly eased up the window and slipped out. Tommy ran behind the cabin and circled around through the trees to avoid being seen by the two crooks who were out front loading supplies on their sled. He finally reached the main trail out of sight of the cabin, then headed on foot toward town.
Those crooks will be sorry when I get Sergeant Preston and King. But it's a long way to town, and it's cold. But I have to find them. I just have to.
After taking practically all the supplies from the cabin, Charlie and Cal went back inside.
I'll go see about the boy.
Please, please let him alone.
Shut up or we'll gag him. Go tie him, Cal.
Hey! Boy's not here.
What?
We better get after him, Charlie. He must have heard us and went for help.
Hey, if that's the case, let's clear out fast. He might get to somebody. Come on, let's get out of here.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Don't you think, Sergeant Preston, that the outdoor life of a Mountie is something every fellow and girl should experience?
I certainly do. There's a real thrill in pitching a tent under the open sky and cooking your own food in the open air.
Yes, fellas and girls, and that thrill can be yours.
Here's the most exciting offer you can imagine.
It's your chance to get a Sergeant Preston camping outfit,
a marvelous new prospector's tent, and a genuine all-metal camp stove. Offered to friends of Sergeant Preston by Quaker Puffed Rice and Quaker Puffed Wheat.
It's a bright green, sturdy plastic tent. Stands 4.5 feet high and is 3 feet square at the base.
It has a flap to let you in, to close up snug and tight so you'll feel like a real gold prospector up in the Yukon.
You get the tent, tent poles, stakes, everything you need to set it up easily in just a few minutes, outdoors or in the house.
Yet, for this wonderful new waterproof prospector's tent, all you do is send $1... and a box top from swell-tasting Quaker Puffed Wheat or Rice.
But that's not all you can get.
In addition, here's a genuine all-metal camp stove.
Mind you, it's not a toy. It works. You can really cook with it.
On the top section, you can fry hamburgers, hot dogs, bacon, and eggs.
In the Dutch oven, you can bake potatoes, biscuits.
Over the broiler, you can cook cocoa, soup, beans.
There's a firebox to fill with twigs, charcoal, or canned heat for fuel.
And this complete four-piece camp stove, plus a handy combination stove tongs and cooking fork, is yours for only 50 cents. And a box top from Quaker Puffed Wheat or Rice.
Now to get both tent and stove, the whole Sergeant Preston camping outfit, send 2 box tops from Quaker Puffed Wheat or Rice and $1.50.
Send to Camping Outfit, Box L, Chicago 77, Illinois.
With your order, you'll get a little booklet that shows you how easy it is to put up your tent, outdoors or indoors, and gives you tips for safe camping and cooking.
What's more, if you aren't completely satisfied with your prospector's tent and camp stove, you get every cent of your money back.
Grocers now have special new packages of delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice with full offer details plus order blank right on the package.
For the prospector's tent, send 1 box top and $1.
For the camp stove, send a box top and 50 cents.
For both tent and stove, send 2 box tops and $1.50.
And say, if you're the first in your gang to get one, oh boy, you'll be a big shot.
So hurry. And remember, too, the limited supply of Sergeant Preston prospectors' tents and camp stoves won't last.
So send for yours right away tonight to Camping Outfit, Box L, Chicago 77,
Illinois.
Now to continue. After he managed to escape from the cabin, Tommy trudged along the trail in spite of the cold wind and the snow underfoot. The going was rough, much too rough for a boy his size. And Tommy's steps finally began to drag as fright and exhaustion took their toll.
Golly, I can't go much further, and it's so cool.
And then he thought of something Gramps had said once when the old man was telling one of his stories of the Southwest sheriffs.
Yeah, I'll make believe I'm a sheriff. I gotta get a posse to help catch those crooks.
But pretending didn't take away the sharpness of the wind or smooth out the snow-packed trail. Finally, cold and tired, Tommy turned off the trail to the shelter of an overhanging ledge nearby. There, he sank to the ground to rest.
I gotta rest. But I'll go on again and find Sergeant Preston and King. Then those crooks will be sorry. Mighty sorry.
When he arrived in town, Sergeant Preston had gone to report at the constable's office. Later, he and King entered the hotel. The Mountie crossed the lobby to greet Ted Norton and Gramps, who were sitting in chairs near the front window.
Hello, Ted. I saw you and Gramps inside here as we were passing.
Well, Sergeant Preston, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Hello, Gramps.
Well, howdy, Sergeant. I see you have King with you as usual.
That's right. By the way, Ted, I stopped at your cabin earlier. I heard the good news.
Oh, we're Elaine and Tommy, all right, Sergeant.
Why, of course. You talk as though you'd been away for a week.
Why, it's just that I've never left them alone at night before. Gramps is usually there if I'm away.
Yep, but seeing as how I've been at the cabin most all winter, I talked Ted into letting me come with him.
I see.
I tried to reach the claims office before it closed, but didn't make it. I was afraid someone might get wind of the strike and get a claimant ahead of mine for that land.
The man from the claims registry lives here at the hotel, Ted. If he's in, I might persuade him to open the office long enough to register your claim. Then you could go back home tonight.
Say, that's an idea. I'd feel much better about it.
Come on, let's see if he's in his room.
The claims registrar was in, and at Preston's request, took care of the details of filing Ted's claim. As they left the claims office, Ted spoke.
Lucky we talked to you, Sergeant. Now the matter is all settled. I'll go back and check us out at the hotel, then we'll head for home.
I'll stop at your place in the morning. I'm going back that way.
Oh, why not come along with us tonight?
Why, we
have room to put you up, and there's lots we haven't talked about.
No reason why I shouldn't, Ted. Thanks. I'll meet you in front of the hotel in 10 minutes.
Right.
Later, with Gramps on his dog sled, Ted moved along the trail behind Sergeant Preston's sled as King ran ahead. About a mile from the cabin, King recognized a familiar scent, the scent of his friend Tommy. Suddenly, the intelligent dog turned from the trail and headed toward the ledge under which Tommy had stopped to rest.
King! Oh, hiya, Husky! Go now!
What's the matter with King? Must have found an animal.
I don't know. I found something over there he wants me to investigate. Come on.
What is it, King?
What? What? Ted, look. It's a boy.
Why? Oh, no, no, it can't be. Sergeant, it's Tommy. My boy, Tommy. How did this happen? Oh, he's dead. I know it.
Hold on, Ted. Take it easy.
Oh, no.
The boy's alive. We found him in time. Tommy. Tommy.
King. Must be King. You'll get the crooks. He'll out, Mom.
Something must have gone wrong at your cabin. I'll take Tommy to my sled and wrap him in blankets. Come along, King. He'll be all right, boy.
But Elaine, what could have happened?
We'll soon find out, Ted. Here's the sled. There. Now the blankets.
Hurry, Sergeant.
Get a hold on your nerves, Ted. If anything has happened, you'll need your strength. Now let's go.
All right, on King! On you, husband!
The run to the cabin was made in record time. Elaine was quickly untied, and as soon as she was sure Tommy was going to be all right, she told the three men what had happened.
Tommy must have heard them and went to find help.
Tommy's a brave boy.
Yes, bless his heart.
Well, they can have the golden supplies as long as you and Tommy are all right.
No, Ted. They must be caught.
You mean you're going after them?
Of course. They must have gone toward Whitehorse, otherwise they'd have caught up with Tommy.
Yes, I listened, Sergeant. I'm sure they went in that direction. They were very rough-looking. One was bushy-haired and slim, the other rather heavy-set with a pointed beard.
Thanks. Let's go, King.
Charlie and Cal had about an hour's start.
Since one of them rode the sled and it was loaded with stolen supplies, their progress was slow. They had fewer dogs than Sergeant Preston, and what dogs they had were ill-fed and lacking in stamina, so that frequent rests were necessary. As they moved along the trail, Cal was saying,
"Wish we could make better time, Charlie. These mutts move along like snails."
"Ah, what's the difference? It'll be hours before anyone finds out what happened."
"Yeah, but I keep thinking of that boy. Suppose he meets somebody on the trail or something."
"Well, stop worrying. Nothing we can do about it now."
Oh, there, ho.
"Well, what are you stopping for?"
"I gotta rest these doggone mutts before they give out on us. Besides, when we start again, I want to ride a while and let you drive them. Hey, wait a minute. Did you hear that?"
"Yeah. Sounds like somebody coming behind us. We'll get behind this ridge and wait till they go by."
"Right. Gee there. Mush! Mush up!"
Two crooks reached the ridge, which hid them and the dog team from anyone coming along the trail. The twilight of the Yukon night made it possible for them to see quite clearly as Preston and King came around a bend.
"Charlie, it looks like a Mountie."
"Yeah, I'm sure it is. Boy must have gotten help."
"What do we do?"
"Well, you don't have a gun. Guess it's up to me to plug him as he passes."
"Yeah. I'm sure he's after us, Charlie. So you better not miss."
Preston and King soon approached the place where the two crooks had turned off the trail. King, running ahead as he followed the trail his master had indicated to him outside the cabin, suddenly stopped and then sniffed the trail. He stood motionless as Preston came up to him.
"Oh, you huskies. Hold on. What's the matter, King?"
Immediately, the Mountie saw the tracks that led in the direction of the ridge. He realized that two crooks must be waiting in ambush. He quickly dropped behind a snow-covered boulder nearby.
"Down, King, down, boy!"
Even as the words were spoken, a shot rang out. King, still in a crouching position, began to crawl back along the trail away from the sled. The intelligent dog knew he dared not make a direct attack toward the men behind the ridge. Suddenly, the big husky stood up and ran out of sight around the bend. Behind the ridge, Charlie laughed.
"That big dog the Mountie had with him was scared away by the shot. You see him beat it back along the trail out of sight?"
"Yeah. But you better concentrate on that Mountie, Charlie. You gotta plug him before we can get away from here."
"Uh-huh."
Sergeant Preston dared not go from behind the boulder without being a target for the crook's bullets. For about 5 minutes, intermittent shots were exchanged. Then...
"Look, Charlie. You're a good shot. Why not pick off his dogs one by one? Then we can circle around and leave, and he can't follow us."
"Yeah, maybe that's a good idea."
"Take careful aim."
"I'll get him. I have to reload."
As Charlie quickly put more cartridges in his rifle, neither he nor Cal noticed the dark gray figure that crept around the corner of the ridge. King had circled and had come toward them from behind.
"Yeah, now I'm ready."
As Charlie turned to raise his gun, King, with a snarl of rage, sprang. When the big dog grabbed Charlie's gun arm, the gun fell from his hands. Cal, panicked by the sudden onslaught by the big husky, and not having a gun, turned and started to run.
"Cal, help me!"
But he forgot Sergeant Preston for the moment until a shot rang out.
"Ow!"
And Cal fell with a bullet in his leg.
"Help! Get him away! Help!"
Sergeant Preston hurriedly approached the scene.
"Hunting! Run, boy! On guard!"
Preston quickly picked up Charlie's gun. Then, while King stood guard over Charlie, the Mountie attended to Cal's wound.
"There. That'll do until you see a doctor. I arrest both of you in the name of the Crown for attempted murder and robbery."
"We didn't rob anybody. We didn't know you were a Mountie. We thought you were somebody who intended to rob us."
"Yeah, that's right."
"Don't lie. You tied up a woman and stole a box of gold."
"We have our own gold on our sled. You can't..."
"Shut up. We'll pass the Norton place on the way to the Selkirk jail. I'll stop and have this woman identify you. We're starting back right now, but first I'll use these handcuffs."
Within a short time, Preston started back with the two crooks. And sometime later, they reached the Norton's cabin.
"Hulking! Hiya, Husky! Come on!"
"Sergeant, I see you caught them."
"Yes, Ted. Look them over, Elaine."
"Those are the two men who robbed me and left me tied in the cabin, Sergeant."
"And this is the box of gold they took?"
"That's it, all right. See, we kept it in that tin box. My initials are painted on it."
"That's our gold, Sergeant."
"I'll see it's returned to you after it's used as evidence. Ted, will you drive one of these sleds to town for me? I had King lead my team while I drove their sled with them riding it."
"Oh, of course, Sergeant."
"How's Tommy?"
"Oh, he's sleeping. He was worn out, but he's all right now."
"Good. Tell him King and I'll come back and see him later in the day."
"I'll get my park and be ready to leave with you."
Fine. Now that the claim is registered, the gold recovered, and these two on their way to jail, this case is closed.
Sergeant Preston will return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Listen, have you discovered the taste wallop in Quaker Puffed Rice and Quaker Puffed Wheat?
You know, they're the king size, ready to serve premium grains that are actually exploded up to 8 times normal size.
That's what makes them bigger and better tasting.
Crisp and tender as nuts in November.
Yes, for a real taste wallop, every morning, pack away a bowl of delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice with milk or cream and fruit.
And remember, special new packages are at Grocer's now, offering the Sergeant Preston camping outfit.
Right on these packages, you'll find full details of this sensational offer.
And orders are pouring in, so send for yours right now.
Get the wonderful new waterproof prospector's tent of sturdy plastic, ready to set up outdoors or indoors, for only $1... and a box top from Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice.
Get the complete 4-piece all-metal camp stove to cook hot dogs, to bake potatoes, to fry eggs. A genuine camp stove for only 50 cents and a box top from Quaker Puffed Wheat or Rice.
Or get both tent and stove for 2 box tops and only $1.50.
Send to Camping Outfit, Box L, Chicago 77, Illinois.
It's first come, first served. There's a limited supply. So get going. Send tonight.
Write down the address. It's Camping Outfit, Box L, Chicago 77, Illinois.
And now, here is Sergeant Preston.
Sergeant Preston reporting for duty, Inspector.
Sergeant, I'm sending you to Car River Camp. Minnie Mae has been caught in a freeze-up some distance from Car River. She'll be trapped in the ice until spring.
Well, that ship was carrying food for the miners in Car River Camp.
That's right, Sergeant. When you reach camp, see if the men have enough food on hand to last until the thaw.
Very well, sir. I'll start at once.
Trouble awaits the sergeant in Car River Camp. 2 killers have already destroyed the food supplies and have made a successful getaway with gold stolen from the hard-working miners. For the first time in his career, Sergeant Preston faces failure when he loses a race against time. For the 2 outlaws reach the freedom of the border before he can overtake them. Be sure to hear this next exciting adventure. These radio dramas, a feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated, are created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Fred Flowerday, and supervised by Charles D. Livingston. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. Sergeant Preston of the Yukon is brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday. On Thursday by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. The breakfast cereal shot from guns. Only Quaker Pacoten has all your family's cereal favorites. A regular cereal pantry. That's Quaker Pacoten. 6 different delicious ready-to-serve cereals. 10 crisp, fresh individual servings. Pacoten, and only Pacoten, has wheat and rice shot from guns. And Pacoten alone has the individual packages with the cellophane windows. There's both an inner and outer cellophane wrap to doubly protect that day it's made Christmas. Pick up a pack of Pacoten at your grocer's tomorrow. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. So long. Listen tomorrow at this same time to The Green Hornet, brought to you by the drink that makes you feel fresh again, Delicious Orange Crush. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.